The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. Good morning, Bahamas. It is Thursday, the 12th of October, 2023, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. I've got guests joining me in studio this morning. I think we got an important show, a lot of important things to talk about. In fact, I've got guests from the GD Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group. And let me just tell y'all something. I've been waiting for this opportunity because I got one good joke in my portfolio, and that is that Sharon and Karen are Jesus' two best friends. That joke kills at every summer camp, every little children's affair. That is the joke to tell. And so I say good morning to my guests, and thank you for being here today, because I needed to crack one good joke this morning, and you all have already brought smiles and laughter to my face. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing? Now, I'm going to let you introduce yourselves in a moment. I've got one quick notice to make. It's about the Hannah Hasty Times Family Grill and Chill Fundraiser. Join us at the Hannah Hasty Times Family Grill and Chill Fundraiser this Sunday, the 15th, from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. Entry is just $5, and children 12 and under can come in for free. There will be food and drinks on sale, like burgers, even veggie burgers, hot dogs, chicken and corn, and more. We're going to have games. We got a beach. We got a pool. We got good company. We invite you to come and mix and mingle. And if you're single, come meet your cousins so you don't marry your family. This is a very important rule. And one of the most important reasons for being a part of your family association. Bring beach toys, towels, and blankets. If you bring the games, we'll bring the competition. We have ice, but if you bring some more, that would be nice. We're meeting at number 53 Coral Harbor Road, just before the Royal Bahamas Defense Force Base. For more information, check the Hannah Hasty Times Facebook group and WhatsApp groups for more details, or call 424-7228, or after this show, 455-7242 for more details. Again, that's the Hannah Hasty Times Facebook group, Hannah Hasty Times WhatsApp groups, 455-7242. 424-7228. Good morning, ladies. May I grab that sheet from you, please? So joining me in studio this morning are Ms. Shavonia Marshall and Ms. Shakira Sayers from the GD Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you here. It's October. I see you wearing your pink. I don't have on my pink today because I'm saving it for Friday. In the Bahamas, we celebrate or commemorate Breast Cancer Awareness Month by wearing pink every Friday. This has become a tradition in the Bahamas. And so I'm going to ask you all very quickly, does GD Caring and Sharing Support Group participate in this sort of global Wear It Pink Day observed on the last Friday of October, which will be October the 27th this year?
Yes, GD Caring and Sharing, we actually wear pink all month of October, during the entire month of October.
How y'all could do?
Wherever we can fit pink in, we fit pink in.
I'm wondering if the little children appreciate y'all taking up all the pink cloth and all the pink clothing and all the pink hair bands and all the pink fascinators and church dress.
So it's time for to go around.
This is good. Yes. In fact, it appears as if the whole world is prepared for World Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And GD Caring and Sharing Support Group is... These members are here to share with us a bit about their personal experiences with cancer and more about the organization, one of the most important initiatives it has planned for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And then I got some questions I want to ask them about this group. I want to know, what are Karen and Sharon doing inside this group? What role do they play? And what role can I play, or you, a member of the public, play in the organization or supporting from outside the organization? So good morning, ladies. And then let's send a special shout out to Ms. Dequisa Dean.
Yes.
Who's the director of the organization,
right?
Yes.
And she's a co-host on Morning Blend with Mr. Dwight Strawn, a regular weekly co-host. Good morning, Ms. Dean, wherever you are. And I just want to say, it's a shame you didn't make it into studio this morning, Ms. Dean, because for some reason, somebody have a magical Gnep tree, if you're watching by video from the Guardian Talk Radio .com website or from the Guardian Radio app, you could see the biggest Gnep I've seen in a long time. And I think they big because they stay on the tree too long. Now, they're nice and firm. I haven't tried them yet. But these are the magical Gneps. And Ms. Dean, I'm sorry you're not here to get some.
Now,
if you're looking for magical Gneps, this is not an advertisement. I just want you all to know that I found them on my way to work in the Base Road area. If you know what Base Road is, ladies, y'all know where Base Road is?
Yes.
Where is it?
Sit down on the pit road.
Down off the pit road? That's like the Nassau Street area by Boyd Road, right there. That's where we is. Anyway, it's in this area. If you could find it, get it quick.
Ms. Dean is a lady of many hats, so we'll definitely be able to take those canaps.
Well, Ms. Dean, these are your ladies.
Be loyal.
They didn't eat any. They say, we saving ours for Ms. Dean. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good.
Now, please introduce yourselves to the audience.
Hi, everyone. My name is Siobhania Marshall.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Absolutely.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Shakira Says, and it is a pleasure to be
Absolutely.
Here as well.
Now, protocol has not been established yet. Where y'all from? Who your people is?
I was born and raised in the island of Grand Bahama.
See, you got family island roots.
Grand Bahama, and I've transitioned to Nassau for quite a few years now.
Okay.
I was born right here in Nassau, Bahamas, the great PMH hospital. And my family members are like from Eleuthera and San Salvador and all over the place.
This is awesome. I just from Nassau. Right in the middle. Like you say, PMH, I born in Nassau, PMH. But I'm fortunate I got family from Andrus, from Acklands, even from Cat Island. Right, and then it turns out the king is my cousin. I don't know how he gets in the mix.
Wow.
He's also my cousin. But it's great to establish family. And it turns out in terms of cancer awareness and breast cancer awareness, being aware of your family tree is extremely important.
So important.
For many women, their experience of breast cancer and other types of cancer, but breast cancer in particular, it's genetic.
Yeah.
Right? And so knowing who your family is important. And then knowing your family is important.
Yes.
Right? And sharing stories. Like, yes, experiencing cancer, it can be traumatic. It's obviously personal, deeply personal. And only the survivor, the person who is actively surviving it, can warrant their own experience, right? So we don't put pressure on people to share when they're not comfortable. But we encourage people to share important family information. And sometimes health and medical information is really family information. And it benefits other members of the family to know what they are potentially in for, what they are predisposed to. Like, I don't think anybody would have imagined that it was so important to talk about a predisposition to sugar, to diabetes, right?
Yes.
But one of the most important things is we need to start telling children at those formative ages, yes, your friends eat all the sugar they want, but you come from a family that experiences diabetes.
Yes.
Right, you come from a family that experiences cancer, and one of our responses has been to reduce the amount of sugar in our diets across the board. But let's get back to you ladies. I have learned that you are members of the GD Caring Sharing Support Group because you have each experienced cancer in some way. Can you share briefly with us about your experience?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You want to go first?
So at the age of 30, I was diagnosed with stage 3 triple negative breast cancer. Triple negative is a very aggressive form of breast cancer, and it has a high occurrence rate of reoccurring. Like I said, I found out at the age of 30, and it's so important that you spoke about knowing your family and family history. My mother had breast cancer. Both of my grandmothers had breast cancer, and after I discovered, I decided to get tested for the gene. And I was tested positive for the BRCA gene, meaning that I was born with the gene that to basically almost inherit this cancer.
Yeah.
And I have two daughters, so it was so important that I did get tested to bring some awareness to assist in them knowing their background. Like I said, I was diagnosed in August of 2022. No, September of 2022. I did 14 rounds of chemotherapy. I'm still currently taking treatment. My chemotherapy aspect of it is completed.
Okay.
I have recently been diagnosed cancer-free as of...
Ring the bell. Ring the bell.
About a month now.
Officially, lift the table.
Officially cancer-free.
Yes, ma'am.
Because of this gene... they encourage to do more things in terms of having a mastectomy done, where that's taking off both breasts, things of that. So the cancer journey is definitely being very overwhelming, but I have a great support system and also the GD Caring and Sharing Support Group that we'll definitely go into more details about that have played a huge impact of my survivorship.
Okay.
But yeah, cancer-free and cancer, I always tell persons that there's no, you know, back in the day, we used to say only old people feel these things. I was 30 years old, so to me, that's still pretty young to face something like that. So, yeah, so as of now, cancer-free, not as of now, forever, cancer-free, and still continuously going through the journey.
Right. I mean, an important point, even though you have survived.
Yes.
Even when you were living with it, you were surviving it.
Yes.
Right. But it is a constant part of your experience because you are, and particularly with your diagnosis, I imagine what you're saying is that you have to constantly check, like regular testing, be constantly aware of what your body is telling you and what your body is doing.
Yes, and I would say more so even now, I think mentally it becomes even more overwhelming than when I was actually going through, because now you're always saying, okay, what if this, what if that? And I shared with someone yesterday, a few days ago, that I felt guilty at one point. You know, seeing so many pass away and they're losing their battle. And when I survived and I got a diagnosis, I was super happy. But it came with so many emotions, like... what if again, what if it comes, what if, you know, what mm-hmm. if this, I have to go back through that again, and what made me different, why did I survive? So it's so many, it was literally a mental battle, and I literally had to surround myself with persons like in the GD caring and sharing support group that survived and were able to encourage me and uplift me mm-hmm. In terms of saying you survived for a reason, and one of those are here today, us being able to share our stories with all aspects of society.
Absolutely. Like, I could imagine, you know, in that space you've survived, but you know there's a risk, right? Like you say, the survivor's guilt, like the idea that if I get it again, I feel guilty that I'm taking more resources. Like I already won one battle.
Right.
And I had more time to live. I don't feel comfortable using resources. I want to give someone a chance to live like I got the chance to live as well. But what, you know, what a powerful experience that you were able to pull so much from it.
Yes.
You know, and I say that like you weren't just living your life. Like I get that also, right? Like, yeah, it's extraordinary, but it's also very ordinary. Mm-hmm. I have mm-hmm. to keep living.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was determined to continue to keep living. And I like I said, I had a so strong support group, and my faith in God continued to push me through. I definitely held on to Him, and I decided to fight, and here I am today.
Absolutely. And look how I have Sharon and Karen in the studio with me. Good morning, sis.
Good morning again. How are you doing? I'm good.
All right.
Yes. Okay, my story, unlike Siobhania,
I
did not have a family history
yeah.
of breast cancer,
okay.
not that I know of. And I was diagnosed at the age of 35 years old, November 2011. And I was diagnosed with a stage 2 breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Again, like Siobhania said, I was determined to live. My faith in God, my belief in knowing that, hey, I am coming through this, you know, became extremely strong simply because I realized that I was chosen for the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so I went through the battle with cancer. The chemotherapy was just like none other. You know, that part of it was really, really something that I had to deal with. I went through those mind battles as well in terms of, you know, why is it that it's me who survived mm-hmm. and I'm watching other people around me dying? You know, I had those battles as well, those mind battles. And, you know, I had to talk myself out of it because I knew that I've been called and chosen to go through this for somebody else. And so I've been using it now to, you know, to minister, to encourage others and to build others' faith in believing that you can get through this. Because once you've been diagnosed, you feel as though, oh, my time has come. I'm dying. That's mm-hmm. the first thing literally goes on your mind. I'm about to die. And so, you know, the fear and the anxiety, all of the emotions that I experienced during that time, I begin to cry out and like, I'm asking, why me? Why mm-hmm. me? Why do I have to go through this? And, you know, just to get through it and to know that I am now a 12-year breast cancer survivor. Actually, November 11th will make me 12 years. Yes, yes.
Ring the bell, ring the bell.
And so I give God thanks and praise for all of that, you know, family support, having persons who would have already been through it, you know, to help us through. And that's what GD Caring and Sharing is all about.
Mm-hmm.
We are here because a lot of persons, when they're diagnosed, they feel as though, you know, I'm embarrassed, I'm afraid, I'm ashamed, you know, and you have this feeling that comes upon you as if, what have I done to bring this on myself?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We all are aware of, you know, person saying, okay, you know, bad eating habits or whatever, but that gene, that genetic history is so important mm-hmm. for everyone to know exactly what is it that is in your family history.
Absolutely. And anything can unlock the gene. It
yes.
could be an environmental factor, it could be a detrimental psychological or emotional factor, a stressful
yeah.
period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like not just a moment, but a stressful period in your life, combined with a history of poor diet,
mm-hmm.
there are a number
mm-hmm.
of factors. And so I want to, before we move into the details of the group,
mm-hmm.
I want to just talk briefly about like appropriate language and
mm-hmm.
engagement,
mm-hmm.
right? Like how do we talk to people living with and surviving, survivors,
mm-hmm.
and then how do we talk to family members, people living with cancer, and then family members who've lost loved ones to cancer. See, like, I'm a comedian, right? And I done thought about 6 or 7 or 18 jokes right now to throw on the table. But I also think, hold on, Aaron, is this the most appropriate moment, right? Mm. Sometimes levity and humor helps, but sometimes it can be completely and totally inappropriate,
right
in the situation. Mm-hmm. What's some affirming language we should use, and what's some type of language and engagement we should avoid? Like, for me, one particular thing is, miss, what happened to your hair? You're going bald, eh? You're becoming sissy, eh? Mm-hmm. Right? We don't understand there are very many reasons why a woman would change her hairstyle.
Yes.
Not be wearing the long locks.
Right.
Cut it low. So if you could just talk briefly about that and maybe your experience with it and how you help people to engage with you better.
Yeah. Well, for me, I think it's more or less knowing the individual yourself, you know, because with you sitting here now, okay, we know that you're a comedian, and so if you crack a joke or whatever, we would know, okay, that's just your personality. But for me, dealing with persons on a day-to-day basis and, you know, persons who come to me, it's more or less a heart of compassion and really trying to soften it up to let them know you can come through this. And so it's more using this strength, power, you understand? And even if the humor comes out in it, it's like, girl, kick cancer's butt. Because these are like the terms that we would use in GD, Karen and Sharon.
Right.
Girl, kick cancer butt. You know, you got it. And we just lift up one another and say, hey, we are warriors. So all of these are the terms and terminologies that we would use to let you know, shake out of this. You see me? Listen, this is what God did for me. Hey, you've been chosen for this. Come on, you can go through this. You can conquer this. And so those are the terms that we would normally use to try to uplift, you know, the spirit.
When you were talking about the potential for reoccurrence, I thought that's because cancer is a recidivist. They got a high recidivism rate. Keep going back to problems, to troublemaking, right? I think about things like that.
Right.
And one of the things for me, initially, I gained 25 pounds during my treatment, and a lot of persons would be like, "Oh, you're getting so fat." And I would say, she just said prior, she said, you know the individual. You know, everyone goes through body changes, and sometimes we're battling cancer. Just be very cautious when approaching. Don't just assume and using words like, if someone I'm being diagnosed, it's so daunting. Cancer survival rate has increased tremendously over the years. So it's not a death sentence. But I think here locally, we are accustomed to when we hear the word cancer, we automatically think, oh, you're going to die soon. So we face the individual like that. We're going, oh, I'm so sorry. No. Try your best to be confident and watch their language. Watch their language when speaking or applying to you.
Yeah, and so you can mimic, right?
Yes.
Their language. They're showing you how they engage.
Yes, I was very cautious about my weight. And when I heard them, you know, persons come, you're getting so fat. I'm like, it was very like, should I say or should I not say? Should I be rude?
The next time somebody say that to you, say that's because I have to eat my feelings. They're mainly about you and how you think about my weight. Would you like to talk about it? People that can't sense dead.
Yeah, so.
But I want to say, Aaron, when we look at it, Bahamian, when we think about it, our culture, we just have loose mouth.
Yeah,
we have loose mouths, honestly. And you know, going around on a day-to-day basis, exactly what we feel or what we see is what we respond to.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, we have to learn now to draw back because everyone just can't deal with the way that we speak. You know, like her in terms of a situation where she said, people saying, oh, you're getting so fat. For me, I didn't gain weight. I lost weight.
Yeah.
And I became extremely small, frail and dark. And I was embarrassed. But because of the people around me, they knew what I was going through. When they came and they had this like sorrowful and this empathy and so forth, I'm like, because I've already made up my mindset that I need positivity. Mm-hmm. And so everything that I was getting was more positive rather than negative.
Absolutely. As it's about creating a network, understanding the types of energy you want in your space and seeking out those sorts of people. So joining a group like GD, Caring and Sharing Support Group, is a perfect space. So I've got a text here, and I think that text will take us into the group itself.
Okay.
The text says, how does one go about getting testing for the BRCA gene or any? So the BRCA gene, breast cancer, any cancer generally, and does GD, the group, offer that service? Do you facilitate people being tested?
Okay, for that, that is the test, the BRCA gene testing is very expensive. I know when I did it, I was one of those Bohemian women who were fortunate enough because we had the persons from the U.S. over here at that particular time.
Okay.
Okay, and so I was placed on that list, and my daughter was also placed on that list. Like Siobhan, who was tested positive. I was negative, and my daughter was negative.
Okay.
You understand? And so I'm not certain. I think the Cancer Society probably would give more information on that in terms of how to go about dealing with that part of the testing. I think they have connections with the people for that. I'm not sure. Probably even to ask, you know, their doctor. Yeah. But the BRCA gene testing is quite costly. GD Caring and Sharing, we do funding in terms of whereas we ask the group to try to help our sisters, you understand, in the group. So once you come in, we are not allowing anyone to fall. We would do whatever it is that we need to do to help in any way possible.
All right.
So labs are they're done in labs. GD and Caring and Sharing, if we're unable to support financially, we definitely gather the information where you can go. So the information will be available to the places that you can go and, and receive testing. I don't know if I should mention the name where I got. It's done over here. Okay, so I know that Dr. Wesley Francis, there's a he does BRCA gene testing as well, so you can definitely visit there locally.
All right. It sounds like we need an auxiliary organization to support not just the work of GD, people potentially
in general,
to seek funding, grant funding to support access to testing.
Yes, especially funding towards like groups like GD Caring and Sharing that have persons that need these things done, and we would want to, but unfortunately financially we're not able to facilitate everyone's financial need. So if groups would definitely, organizations would definitely support more, it definitely would be much easier to facilitate.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, yeah, what I want to say too is GD Caring and Sharing is a small support group. We're growing, you understand? And we're actually seeking financial assistance. And so that's why we won't be able, in position to take on such a hefty, load. But like I said, we are here emotionally, spiritually, and we assist in whichever way we can. It's normally the group persons who would try to put a little, couple dollars here and so forth to help one another in the group.
Because you could buy a test. You could raise money for a test. Mm-hmm. But you can't buy compassion.
Right.
You can't buy support or the attention of people.
Right. Yes.
And so we appreciate the resource that the group itself is and that it provides for its members and the wider public.
Right.
All right. I got you. We just got to be careful and speak closer to the mic. That may just be an admonishment for me. All right. Tools and resources, programs and services that you offer. Referrals, information, access to information. One of the things you don't have the energy for is making calls and scouring the internet for information. So the organization provides referrals, doctors, businesses that are offering these services locally and internationally?
Yes, yes. And like earlier, like we stated, most of us are share each other's story. So resources that one person would have used, they would give to the next one. And, so like for myself, I did my treat. I did my resources was done in abroad. So if someone comes and they want to go abroad, I'm able to give share that information with them. So that's how we each one teach one.
Right. You can walk them through your actual process.
Correct. Yes.
Because right? For me, when I travel, I want you to look here. The bus stop. Is one block, one is four blocks, one is five blocks, right? You could take either. That's the type of walkthrough a lot of us appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Programs, what type of... Okay, so do you meet weekly? How do I join? Do I have to be experiencing cancer or a cancer survivor? Can I join as a loved one, a family member? Can I join the group?
Yes, you can join the group as a supporter. We have a lot of supporters, persons who have not gone through cancer themselves, but they are there for that spiritual support, that emotional support, and even, you know, physically and financially, wherever they can assist. We have a lot of persons who are really compassionate, considerate on that end, who decided to come in and be a part of it. You can join. We have our GD Cancer Support group on Facebook. So you can reach out on Facebook.
Okay.
Our president is DeQuessa Dean. You can reach out to her on Facebook, private message. We can also give the number before we leave. We can also reach out to her, and she would be delighted to accept them in the group. And it doesn't just have to be breast cancer. Any types of cancer, we are there to support for anyone going through.
All right.
Okay, now, female group.
And our meetings are third Wednesdays monthly, some virtual and in-person meetings. So third Wednesdays monthly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you just said at the end there, it's a women's group.
Yes.
It is primarily women. Now, do you, Ms. Marshall?
Yeah, I think right now it's primarily women, but
yeah.
I do know that if we have, like, we have persons who are males that are going caregivers, because we support caregivers as well, that believe it or not, they too play a huge part, and they too experience a lot of trauma from being caregivers to persons. So it's open to all persons who are facing.
Because I wanted to say, and maybe at some point in the conversation, men get breast cancer
too.
Yes,
they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah.
We don't normally talk about men having breasts, but biologically, men have breasts.
Yes.
They're not as pronounced.
Right.
They don't have mammary glands, right? But men have breasts.
They do. Yeah.
And that means they also can experience breast cancer.
Yes.
And then men experience other forms of cancer that are particular to men.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are spaces where both men and women are experiencing, like, breast cancer,
right,
lung cancer, colon cancer,
right,
a number of cancers.
Right.
But I would also encourage men to start a support group in the same fashion, right? Because the support is different from access to the services. There are things that men can provide for other men,
yes,
in terms of empathy, in terms of compassion,
yes,
and understanding. And then we need some men caregivers leading women in how to take care of men,
mm-hmm,
understanding what capacities of men, right, are diminished,
right,
in the experience of cancer, and what that means to a man. Because I think a man that loses his sex drive experiencing cancer may have a different experience,
yes,
than a woman,
right,
who loses her sex drive, mm-hmm, experiencing cancer or the subsequent treatments,
right,
right,
for cancer. Yeah,
and that's why we said it prior, like, it's open to all persons. GD Caring and Sharing tries to facilitate everyone. We offer food and groceries. We offer rent assistance,
yes,
medical assistance as far as the budget allows.
Right.
Like you said prior to.
Let's talk about food and groceries. Now, my spirit wants snacks. I want snacks and sit down and feel good for once. And I could eat, you know. But my body, say, I need healthy food. And so you focused on providing food that supports a cancer,
yes,
journey.
Yes, most definitely. We do our best to support healthy living as,
right,
much as possible. I'm guilty. I am definitely still love my ice cream. And
but that's okay, see, because you could make ice cream with coconut milk.
You could reduce the dairy, right?
You could make soda with local fruit juice and a soda machine, right? You could make fruit roll-up with local food. So there's some snacks. You could make your own granola,
yes,
bars,
right,
and reduce the amount of sugar and dairy in it and make it as close to a chocolate bar as possible.
Take plenty of time, though, you know.
But, yeah.
Sometimes they just want something quick, but we have to be mindful that our bodies,
yes,
you know,
what's right to put in. And
right,
and for that, we have our leaders that do consultations and mentorships to help along and assist with that.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Do you partner with any of the local health food restaurants or grocers to provide meals, to send people to? So I know the Seventh-day Adventists, their meal plans are typically aligned with a number of protocols?
We would love to, but at this time, no, we don't. But we would definitely do. We're definitely open to have a partnership. One time we had like a one-on-one cooking class where persons came in, and one-on-one cooking class where they taught you how to do
healthy,
tasty meals. So we're definitely open to joining a partnership, but at this time we do not.
Okay, y'all, 7 by 7 day Adventist family, look at the opportunities. I mean, they got a whole grocery store.
Right.
7 day Adventist focused on a healthier consumption.
We are paying for everything at this time, just out of the support group. So, like you said, we're definitely open to
the partners.
Right.
All right. You guys have an initiative coming up. And there's lots of things happening, but there's one particular initiative that you've come to talk about today. Let's get on to that initiative.
Okay. All right. That's our Amazon. Our Amazon initiative. We just started for 2023. You know, you have a lot of women who would have lost their breasts, had a full double mastectomy.
Right.
Some a partial mastectomy, whereas they just take off one breast. And they've lost their confidence. They've lost their femininity. And so we have decided to go ahead, do an online shop on Amazon, and we're asking persons to partner with us and trying to help those ladies to regain their confidence and their femininity all over again. You know, because once they have that, the bras, the prosthetic bras, and the breasts, so forth.
So some women opt for reconstructive surgery, right? Which would be like replacing the breast.
Which is costly.
But you're saying that there are prosthetics and prosthetic bras available so that when you're going out to be fancy, you can. Or, you know, when you want to feel your most feminine self.
Yes.
Understanding that it's not the external, but it is your feelings about yourself, right?
Yes.
And that's valid.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And so you're starting an Amazon store?
We have already signed on to Amazon. And
okay.
We can go into that and they can purchase, because we're trying to solicit, you understand, persons to go on that and purchase these stuff.
Yes, you can go on the GD Caring Support Group.com.
GD Caring.
GD Cancer. supportgroup.com.
Okay, there we go. Let's do it again. GD
Cancer
supportgroup.com. All right. And we will find, we're going to look for the Amazon
wish list.
We're going to look for the link that says wish list. Okay. This is awesome. See, and this is a really fascinating conversation. In the Western world, we have sexualized breasts. They're a part of a woman's, not just her femininity, but her sexual self and her sexual identity.
Yes, yes.
In many other parts of the world, though, the breasts have not been sexualized, and they're seen primarily as a biological function, most importantly, to feed babies at that foundational developmental period. And so... losing breasts is a different experience, right? In different cultures, and so it's a balance, right? It's not about, oh, you're not a woman unless you're sexy or attractive,
right,
to men or to other people, because we also, as women, want to be attractive to other women. We don't want to attract them
right,
but
right.
we want to hit a standard. Right? We want other women to say, okay, that woman looks good, right?
Right.
And so there are all kinds of reasons why breasts are important to women.
Yes.
Right? And they play roles in women's lives. So in other cultures, once you've had your children, the breasts don't matter that much. Mm-hmm. But in a culture, in Western cultures, in cultures in the Bahamas, that symbol of femininity is still very important.
Yes.
I want to say, in a place where a lot of us women look like our daddies, right?
Yes.
We look like the most beautiful version of our daddies.
Mm-hmm.
But for some women, that symbol of femininity is still extremely important. And it's not sexual. It's not about attracting men in that way.
No, you just we want to make them feel, quote unquote, normal again.
Yeah.
Yeah, normal again. So, and some women, their breasts, their confidence, yes. the right, raise their confidence. Being able to have the look of the appearance, like it's still there, is important to them.
Right.
It's important.
And the look.
Yes.
By not having breasts, it's an entire conversation.
Yes.
And you're not open to having that conversation with everybody.
No.
But in this culture where we sort of loose with our lips,
right.
we forget that everybody's experience is not ours to partake in.
Correct.
You know? And as advocates, it's something we have to remember as well.
Yes, yes.
Right? It's not ours to behold and to understand.
Yes.
And sometimes women just, like you say, they just want to go out and be, I want to be a normal woman today.
Right. right.
I don't want to be special. I don't want nobody highlight me or ask me any questions. I just want to go about my business.
And enjoy the moment.
Yes.
And that's definitely what GD Caring and Sharing is trying to do, to facilitate yes. as much women as we possibly can. But we definitely do need the help of the wider community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I got a text here. It's a bit tongue-in-cheek. But I want to read it right now. It's addressing, it says, great show. It says, that's bad how the people tee from the Red Cross. And they have a curse for the people. And I want to also extend this case to cancer. I think cancer ain't taking us seriously.
Yes.
And he says, I hope the people who did that find out that their kids aren't theirs. Cancer, I hope you find out that nothing that you plant on this earth will bear fruit.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus.
He said, I hope the car can't shift in second gear. Cancer, I hope you can never develop on to the next stage. Yes. You just be satisfied with where you are right now.
Amen.
Never
Amen.
Again. And they say, I hope their mango tree don't bear for 7 years. Cancer, your guy disappear.
Seven good years.
There's no fruit for you for forever.
Yes.
Thank you, Texter, for that moment just now. Right? But and we, like I say, when we say it's not ours to participate in others' experience. Sometimes you got to let them have their joke
yes.
and understand that the joke is theirs.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so you hear them using language among themselves.
Right.
You practice spatial awareness and you
yes.
realize that that's, I can observe and I can witness and be empowered or uplifted by
right.
it. But I can't get upset if when I try to crack the joke, they look at me like, who you is?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's why having a group is so important
yes,
for
very,
people going through trauma.
Very, very important.
Okay, let's get back. Let's repeat that information about the wish list again. GD Cancer Support Group has a new function.
Mm-hmm.
They've opened up an Amazon store. And what you do is you go to their website, which
yes.
is gdcancersupport.com.
Supportgroup.com.
Supportgroup.com.
Yes.
And you look for the
wish
link
list.
That says wish list.
Mm-hmm.
And you can support women purchasing prosthetic bras
yes.
for their breast cancer
mm-hmm.
journey.
Yes.
This
prosthesis.
Is
and also, it's if you just want to donate. That's
you can donate
You can
too.
Also donate to that website as well.
Right.
Right, so I have money to purchase a whole item, but I can donate part
yes.
of the proceeds.
All of the information that you need is definitely on that website. You can make donations. You can reach out, like you said, you can speak to our president.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Producer, if we could go to a break and play that song, either going out or coming in, I don't mind, but the ladies have pulled up. They, I didn't know they knew it was Culture Thursday. They have a song that they play in the group. It's a part of their programming. It's a part of their community. And we can share that at some point
yes.
in the show. Okay. Wear It Pink. Whenever you're ready to go to a break, producer, Wear It Pink initiative. The last Friday of the month is the most special day, but people
mm-hmm.
can wear pink every day
mm-hmm.
of October, or like many businesses, they allow the staff to wear pink and pink casual
right.
on the last Friday,
right.
well, the Friday of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And the last Friday is a very special Friday in October,
yeah.
Wear It Pink initiative. And we encourage men to wear pink as well, right?
Most definitely. We encourage everyone to wear pink. And GD Caring Sharing
yes.
is also selling our Cancer Support shirts. So
we pop up
all over. We've been in we're gonna be in the Mall of Marathon. Also, like I said, you can visit our website and our Facebook group and you'll definitely see where we're at and where how to go about getting one.
All right. This is Rise Up by Andra Day.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Absolutely. Guys, we're going to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to continue our conversation with two cancer Warriors from GD Sharing
Sunflower
and Caring.
Warriors.
Sunflower Warriors. Anyway, we will be right back. You guys enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Attention, Bahamas. Our national pride is at stake. The Nations League is in full swing, and our men's national team is gearing up for an epic showdown against Antigua and Barbuda. On Saturday, October 14th at 6 p.m., join us at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium and cheer on our Junkanoo boys to victory. This is a must-win match for our Group B standing, and we need your support now more than ever. Get your tickets today for VIP, general, or children's seating. Options at BahamasFA.net or call 821-3891. Bahamas, let's stand with pride and bring home this win.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
It's the Battle of the Bras, sponsored by Canute, and you decide who wins. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so strap on your gloves and join the fight. It's easy. Just download the Canute app, vote for Mammogram Access Program, the Grand Bahama Cancer Society, or Sister Sister, or go to the Battle of the Bra event page on Facebook and vote. Each vote is just $5. Polls open on October 2nd and close on October 26th. Vote as many times as you want. You can even vote for all three. It's the Battle of the Bra. The winner will be announced on Friday, October 27th at the Pink Lotus Affair at Blair House.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that my life song.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
We'll all now. And I'm singing this song to you.
We gonna walk it out and woo. Our days and I.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are coming to the close of the show. I know you ladies want to, when we get a little bit more to talk about, I just want to throw this on the table. Living and dying with dignity, right? And the work that we must put in to ensuring that everyone can live and die with dignity. But let's get to your detail. I will get back to that before the end of the show. I just want to put that on the table.
Yeah, that's good.
The vision and mission statement of the group.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
remember, right into the
our vision statement, GD Caring and Sharing vision statement, mm-hmm. is to provide support to all cancer patients and to enhance their quality of life after diagnosis, during and after treatment. And so that's our vision statement. And then we have our mission statement, which is to ensure every cancer patient gets proper guidance, medical care, physical, emotional, spiritual support, financial aid, to be in a thriving environment. Whatever it is that they need, we want to support them so they don't have to go through it alone.
Absolutely. You know, when we talk about human rights, very rarely do we talk about this aspect, which is equal and equitable access.
Yes.
For people who have medical conditions, right? Whether temporary, permanent, chronic, emergency, is very important. And it's to a point of national security level, because when we don't enable people to live and die with dignity, mm-hmm. we lose so much from our society, we lose so much knowledge, we lose so much information, mm-hmm. which is important personally, at the family level, at the community level, at the national level. Mm-hmm. And I just want to call on us to not be afraid of death.
Yes.
But to understand that everyone will die. The question is, will everyone be allowed to die with dignity? And it's not just that, they were comfortable, which is very important, when they died, mm-hmm. but that they were able to share, to get out, to pour out of themselves those things that need to be shared, that belong to more than just the one person. And support groups like yours
yes.
enable that
yes.
by mm-hmm. supporting caregivers and family members yes. as well as survivors and people living with yes. cancer. Because this is what I'm saying, if you die with dignity, mm-hmm. then you have survived cancer.
Yes.
Yes.
None of us can beat death. Mm-hmm. We know that we will die. Mm-hmm. It is how we die that marks the manner of our life.
Yes.
And enabling people to die with dignity is mm-hmm. perhaps the greatest gift that we can give to each other
yes.
and to society.
Yes.
I am so glad that you all have
That's
Sharon
yes.
and Karen
and Sharon
in your
yes.
group. Mm-hmm. How do I become a volunteer? How can the public support in the group, outside the group?
Okay.
So our president can be contacted at 802-6012. Mm-hmm. That's 802-6012. You can reach out to that number. That's our president.
All right. And what's the president's name?
Gotessa Dean.
Duquesa
Dean.
Okay, so I had her as the director. I got
yes.
you. Duquesa Dean.
President, director. She wears many hats.
I got you. No, absolutely.
She wears many hats.
She just can't wear the Gnep hat today because she didn't come into the studio.
We're going to take it to her.
Yes. They're sharing and they're caring.
Yes, and one of the ways that I reached out was on our Facebook group, which is yes. DD Caring and Sharing Facebook. On Facebook, GD Caring
and Sharing
on Facebook. Facebook. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. And then the website mm-hmm. is gdcancersupportgroup.com.
Oh, that's
producer,
right.
Let's see if we could take this call very quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller.
Yes. You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't want to end on a bad note, but think about the hospital. They get vending machines. Now, what do they have in the vending machines? Honeydew, those
Mountain Dew and Honey Bun.
Honey buns with hydrogen oil, Gatorade, sodas.
Yes,
with
sir.
All kind of artificial flavoring and everything mm-hmm. in the hospital now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some patients could come down and eat.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't have those things in the hospital. Or even sometimes they have health fairs, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Honey buns and all the artificial flavoring and stuff. And those folks who say they're helping cancer patients, they're not helping. They're being a detrimental to their body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You agree with me?
Yes, sir.
I agree.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, they should on the health. And have nothing like that. Nothing but dying. You know, FDC food coloring, and like you said, Gatorade, you get the pink, the green, the yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And FDC food coloring that's being linked to cancer.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And, right, like this
He's
is a...
He's correct. Yeah.
And this is a policy... level issue, right? Because when people are in the hospital, they're craving comfort. They're going to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
They want
mm-hmm.
normalcy. But you got to protect them from themselves because
yes.
they're having a psychological moment, right? And
right.
At a policy level, and that's why it's important
mm-hmm.
for the hospital to take charge of what's in the vending machines and not
right.
make it available.
Right.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes. Also with those processed food as well, because we have a lot of processed food. And so we normally in the GD Caring and Sharing group try to, you know, show our members and teach our members, listen, to stay away from certain food. Okay, we had a session where we went and we were dealing with going down to Super Value, I think it was out west, you know, where she was showing us how to prepare, Shabonia, I mentioned that earlier,
mm-hmm.
how to prepare healthy meals and so forth. And so it's like breaking off from what we used to and trying to foster a new lifestyle.
Yeah. And it's not just food. It's a complete shift in consumption
yes.
culture, right? What do I consume?
Mm-hmm.
What do I put in my body? What do I eat? What do I put on my skin? What
yes.
do I put on my hair? What music do I listen to?
Mm-hmm.
What media content do I surround myself with? Do I want positive, happy words
yes.
and music? And we know There's a Japanese scientist who has conducted research on water and water molecules. And what he has shown us with ice crystals is that when the water is exposed to positive music and positive energy, the molecules produce the most beautiful patterns,
right?
And when it is introduced or exposed to chaotic, negative energy and music and content, it creates these distorted, chaotic, I'm sure they're patterns at some level, but structures.
Yes.
And it shows us that what we consume is important.
Yes, it really starts in the mind. It really starts in the mind. And one of the things that I love about our group is that we have fun. Like so many persons just, you know, after their hair cancer diagnosis, just domed. We have fun. So it's fun. It's a fun atmosphere. It's a family feel. It's full of love, which is most important, love and concern.
Absolutely. Yes.
So we don't only just whine. We have fun. We know how to party too.
Right. Well, what I love most about it is our personal time, our meeting circles. Yeah. We would sit down and everyone would, you know, share and give information. You know, we laugh about it. The breast thing, we laugh about it.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I had a partial lumpectomy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, you know, I should have taken off both one time. You know, we laugh about it, you know, the scars and so forth. And so it really brings life, you know, for that person. Because like she said, when persons are diagnosed, everybody, you know, just feels so
we came into the whole person.
We feel so, you know, like we're ready to die.
Sister.
No, we want to bring life to you. And that's what this song is all about. You know
Absolutely.
What I'm saying? Let's live.
Absolutely. Yeah. GD Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group, Ms. Marshall and Ms. Sears, thank you so much for joining me this morning. This has been
wonderful. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for sharing your most personal parts of yourself, man. Thank you for sharing with us.
That's
this morning.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about.
Yes,
so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You guys reach out to GD Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group and find out how you can support, how you can volunteer, and maybe how you could introduce someone you know that's in need of this community.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Yes. You guys, Guardian Radio AM and CA Nuri is up next. Stay tuned. It's going to be a great day. I found a gun to shake the ground. You helped me. Yay! I got up. Get ready because I've had enough. I see it all. I see it now. I got the eye of the tiger. The fire. Dancing through the fire.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.